First, we'll tell you the report is sponsored by the New Moon Cafe. Monument of East Quahog has been around since 1978. Best Tex-Mex anywhere. Don't forget Blue Mondays, Taco Tuesdays, Burger Wednesdays, Thursday, Saturday, and Sunday breakfast brunch. It is the New Moon Cafe, Montauk Highway's Quahog. Speaking of Laura Kern, by the way, she'll be with us at 8:30. The rest of the lineup will have Dan at the top. All right, thanks for the music, please. Thank you. Dan at the top, Amy President. We will have Laura Kern at the bottom of the hour, and Steve Ballone at 8:45. We had the chairman and CEO of the MTA, Mr. Foy, was to come on, Patrick Foy, but apparently it was an emergency within the ranks of the MTA. He canceled. We're trying to figure it out. So we have Laura that'll be in place at 8:30. Rob DePiro working it as hard as he can, and a lot happening out in that east end. You got an influx of folks heading out there. We just had on a president of a nurses union, and telling us it's a big problem right now. People are still congregating in and around. Can't happen. You got to practice social distancing. Okay, please. If we're gonna zap this virus, people have to adhere to the rules. Not only that, you got people flocking out to the East End, Rob, and they're buying up all the food and everything else as they would during their summer season, a little bit early for them, but that's not right either. I mean, it's really a mess out there now.
Now, Jay, the New York Post had a story in Sunday's editions. It said a headline was "Class Warfare in the Hamptons." It described everything you just described. It also hit on a couple points. The problem was the story of the New York City residents coming out in mass droves and then buying up items in the supermarkets. You could look at that and say, well, that's kind of a one-sided opinion. It's a newspaper. Maybe got it wrong. The problem is Bloomberg News had that story first with almost the same information. And then News 12 ran it. So you have three different news sources. Got to be true, and it's got to be the reason why Southampton Supervisor Jay Schneiderman is requesting Governor Cuomo to put the clamps on this influx, as well as, I guess, now what Southold Supervisor Scott Russell has joined in with the request, and I think what the other supervisors as well from the East End towns. And I got to believe that the reason for this is what East Hampton Supervisor Peter Van Skoyek said. He says no matter where anybody's from, whether they're here or there, I see cars all over the place. His quote in the 27 East was, you're only supposed to go out for emergencies, the grocery stores. So the more east you go, I think you're seeing a lot more New York City residents, and they're out and about as well as the public. So if you have the regular residents that are out and about that really aren't supposed to be, add that to the massive influx of New York City residents. So I think it's the fact that these rules of distancing are not being adhered to.
No, they're not, and there's got to be repercussions here. You got to put the clamps on this today. You got to put the clamps. I'm telling you now. That's people leaving the city and they're heading east. Okay? Where we're also putting patients in throughout Long Island hospitals. They're inundated. They don't even have the right gowns and gloves anymore. It's unbelievable. You got to put the clamps on this today. Must. If you're the governor right now, you got to put the clamps on it.
Jay, in the New York Post story, and the New York Post, by the way, always gets the story right in the Hamptons. I don't know how they do it, but when I fact-checked their stories in the Hamptons, whatever the story is, it's true. In the article, Class Warfare in the Hamptons, it references a woman from New York City who got on a, quote, public transportation bus knowing she was COVID positive and called up Southampton Hospital and wanted to be let in. And the hospital's not going to let her in. Obviously, you got the protocols in place. I took note that there really is no mass transportation as far as a vehicle, and I'm not going to mention the name of the company, but they did the right thing. You can't get from Manhattan on a large bus to come out to the Hamptons shortly after that story hit the New York Post. Now, of course, they're doing it for safe reasons, too, but that was an alarming part of the story.
Well, he is. Rob DePiro, East End Report. So we got that mess to deal with. What else is happening out there? I know the letter is being or was sent to the governor with Schneiderman leading the way. Let's hope something comes about it. You have to put up the stop sign right now. Right now. Have to do it. What else do we have to contend with out there?
Well, these are weird times when you have Governor Cuomo and President Trump in agreement on certain issues. 6 months ago, you would be shocked if someone told you that. You wouldn't believe them if you were emerging from a cave. And how about this for an odd partnership? The Shinnecock Indian Nation Tower, which was at the forefront of an attempt by the town of Southampton initially and then New York State currently in litigation to stop it from operating. Southampton Town took out an ad on the big Shinnecock Indian Nation Tower billboard referencing, you know, where to tune in for updates on the East End. We mentioned the TV channel out east. I guess it's CTV, Channel 22. So, you know, the town of Southampton doing the right thing, you know, in this situation, you have to get together with who you once were in opposition with. So they're running that ad. That ad comes on like every sixth ad on the Shinnecock Tower on Sunrise Highway.
All right. What else? What else is going on? Anything of a – I know the just as a sidebar, and I spoke about it with Joe in the crime report – he had a hit and run in West Hampton, and they're still looking for that individual, correct?
Yeah, since that's all brand new, you know, that's, I don't even know how, with everything going on, I mean, I'm still trying to put together, information on that. I don't really have much on that right now. By the way, out east, your local stores, not your big-name stores, I've found have become the go-to places, you know, the mom-and-pops type stores. And when they say support your local businesses, they've really come through. I've found items here and there amongst the five East End towns that are your local store. And they always say, you know, support them. So remember, these are the people that are going to need you after this is over. These are the people that need you now. When everything is back to normal, I think keep that in mind, that the small places were the ones that delivered, where the big ones saw the hordes of people trampling in on a daily basis. And the restaurants are starting to see a little uptick, Jay. The takeout situation, which kind of looked alarming, I spoke to a few restaurants anywhere between Hampton Bays and West Hampton a couple nights ago. The first week, kind of quiet. It looked like it wasn't going to work out. They all may have eventually, you know, thought about really shutting down until this is all over, like no takeout at all. Suddenly, week two, takeout numbers are spiking. They're going up. And as one restaurant manager explained to me, you know, people went and they stocked up on all this food, and then they realize they either don't know how to cook that much or they don't want to cook. So they're all calling for takeouts. And you could probably imagine that some of the callers are coming in or the influx of the city residents. But it's starting to uptick. It's not great, but it's a lot better than it was in week one. So support your local restaurants.
Well said. You must do that. And listen, I know a lot of them have closed. They just can't handle it. I'm hoping, you know, they receive a little bit of money when this rescue package is signed off on the president today. Should have been done yesterday. But you know what? Nancy Pelosi. I do see, because Sally's laughing and he's pointing at me. Pelosi, you know, had to wait for the ink to dry on the Kennedy Center and the $25 million she had to put in. Okay?
Yes.
So it should have been done yesterday. It'll be done today. You're 100% right. Support your local restaurants.
And Jay,
take out and everything else. Go ahead.
Just to, I guess, wrap up one last story. If you happen to catch Newsday's front story to explain how one incident could lead to the numerous, I guess, what, six fatalities at Peconic Landing facility in Greenport. And it's in no fault of the facilities. The facility is not at fault at all. I mean, no one saw this coming. So anyway, it just links the Greenport Harbor Brewery employee who got, I guess, a ride from a woman who was an Uber driver, from what I can figure out. And she was a per diem worker at Peconic Landing. So those two don't know each other. But the guy that was the Greenport Harbor Brewery worker needed to be driven to the hospital, and she probably, you know, she drove him, but he's COVID positive. So now when she goes back to Peconic Landing, you know, this is according to Newsday, you don't know if it was her. I mean, it could have well have been anyone else. I mean, there are certainly other delivery people coming in and out, but it just shows how one individual could cause a wildfire. And don't think that the East End supervisors and Jay Schneiderman in particular are looking at what happened up at the Peconic Landing in Greenport to see how easily this could rapidly exponential increase here in all the towns.
Yeah, excellent point, excellent report. You stay safe, okay? We'll talk later. And we'll keep an eye on things. I'll tell you, it's a serious situation out there right now. Mr. DePiero, stay well.
See you next week, Jay.
All righty. Rob's report brought to you by the Great New Moon Cafe.